Shinchav Aleph Sivches. The Mechaber says that we cannot crush salt, the mother shall ace, with a wooden grinder. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Kal Vachomer cannot use a stone grinder, which is meant even more for grinding. Even if you plan on eating it right away, putting it into the food right away, still it's usher, whether it's water, whether it's oven. These are Kelim HaMichad Madicha. They're meant to be used for Tchina, for Teichen, for grinding. As opposed to the Mechaber says you can use the handle of a knife, Mishnah Berurah explains not to cut very small, the sharp part of the knife, rather to crush the handle of the knife. Eitz HaPorah is also something that's not typically used for grinding, and that's not a problem. And Mishnah Berurah explains that besides doing it with the Shina, you're also doing it straight onto the table or onto a plate, not into something that's usually catching things that are ground. And therefore, there's two Shinuyim, like we had in the previous Sif. A Shina what you're working with, and a Shina where it is landing. The Rama says, onto a melech gas, thick melech, thick salt, but salt that's already thin, that means it's already once ground up, made into small salt, and then it was cooked and came back together, and now you're breaking it apart. That's not a problem. We see it similar on Sif Yabez, because there's no problem of teichen achar teichen. Once something is ground once, you can grind it a second time. It's not a problem. However, Mishnah Berurah says to use a professional grinder, it will still be a problem. It'll be a problem over the lechol. The Prima Gondim says that sugar is the same thing as salt. Sif Tes, the Mechaber says, one could cut into small pieces, cooked or roasted meat, very small, cut with his knife. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because ain't chin ele begedule karka. Teichen is only about things that grow from the ground, which is not including meat, because animals do not grow from the ground. And even though there are places in the hold that behemoths, since they eat grass from the ground, they're also considered gedulei karka. There's another tzir here, because there are places in the hold there's no tchina by oichlin, there's no tchina by foods that are roi la'achila. And therefore, but tzir of that shita, you could cut up very small and grind cooked or roasted meat, even if you plan eating later on, even if it's not for la'alter, it's not for now. The Rama says the one cannot cut very small, raw meat in front of oifus, in front of birds, for them to eat it, because since they cannot eat it without you cutting up, you're making it into food. Now, not that there's an isra of a shvui oichla, we paskin, there's no isra derabon of making something to food, there's a problem of tirchel of oichla, there's no problem of shvui oichla. Rather, the problem is since it cannot be eaten without that, and it needs you to cut up very small for the birds to be able to eat it, so now we lost the tziruf of those old ain't chinab oichlin, because when you come to cut this up very small, it's not yet oichla, because the way it is now can be eaten until it's cut up very small ground. And once we lost the tzir of Ein Tchina Ba'ochlan, we said to rely on Ein Tchina Ela Begedulei Karka is not something we can rely on by itself, because there are those who hold that behemoths have the status of Begedulei Karka since they eat the grass off of the ground. Mishnah Berurah says the are Paiskim though who are Mekel and go Nalag the Sirma. Sif Yud, one cannot grind a cut up cheese very small with a Mar Charis Ba'alpifius. Mishnah Berurah explains it means with a ribeisen, with a saw, because it's a Kli which is a Miuchel Lekach, it's a problem of Uvdu Lechol. Like we said previously, even in case there was no problem of teichen, for example, cheese is something that's for sure not gedulei karka. It's better even than meat, which we said the shiloh is considered gedulei karka. We have to come on to the tzir of ein tchina ba'ochlim. Cheese for sure not considered gedulei karka. Still, to do the sor, anything else that's generally used for teichen, for tchina, will be awesome for the rabbanon, a problem of uvde lecho. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that if you have to, you can even use a klish malach l'issa, something that's muktzah, like an axe, or something like that, the cut up your cheese very small, or the cut up your food very small, in the way there's no problem with the teichen, because that's not a problem of the chog, it's not usually used for tchina, for grinding, or for cutting up in a way that's considered teichen. And klish malach l'isser is mutter l'tzarach gufa, when you have no mutter alternative. The Mishnah Berurah says that something you don't want to eat it now, you're not giving it the kitty now, you're just chewing it to soften it, and then you're going to spit it out. That is the rabban, the problem of teichen, even though it's a shinui, but still also the rabban. Sif Yadav, the Mechaber says, one, Kuyimashka, tallish grass that's already cut off from the ground, you could wet it in order that it should not wither away. Talking about vegetables or grass, things that are already out of the ground. Since they're already royal achila, you're not really doing anything by being mashkit. I suppose it's not royal achila, Mishnah Berurah says it's to be terech to make it royal achila. I and some Shalom Avav, discuss more about Rikos over there. Something that's mechubla kaka to wash is mamish amlocha de araisa. Sifid base, one last sif will start now. Some cups of a vegetable, very small, is chai mishim teichen. Here it is gedulei karka, and therefore, even though there are those old ein tchina ba'ochlin, we don't really pass like that. We use that as a tzirif together with ein tchina ela gedulei karka. But here, when it's actual gedulei karka, you definitely chayv mishim teichen, that's definitely how we paskin. And the most says the same applies to cut up gregers, cheruvim, cut up dry figs or bucks in front of old people who can't eat it without it. That is a problem of teichen. We're dealing over here with gedulei karka, and therefore, even though other people could eat it, since these people can't eat it like this and need to cut up for them, and we're dealing with something gedulei karka, we're machmer on that. However, the Rama says that bread, you could crumble it in front of chickens for them to eat it, because since it was already ground once, the wheat into flour, it's being ground now, this wheat's being ground for a second time, ain't teichen achar teichen, like we mentioned before.